So good morning. It's 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, December the 2nd, 2017. Look at me, four in a row. Assuming it's actually recording and all the rest of that. It's cold. It's 32. It's not as cold as it was yesterday. It feels colder. But it's clear. So maybe the humidity has something to do with it. Get this back in my pocket so I can put my glove back on. So yesterday was a pretty productive day. I actually did some writing. And then bumped the power button. Inadvertently bumped the power button when I was going to save, and when I rebooted, I munged up the recovery, so what I restored was not the file, the right file. It was a different file. Look, I wonder if there's a... I wonder if there's a backup file that's hanging open. Probably not, but I may look anyway. I recovered about half of it before I retyped it, before I ran out of writing oomph yesterday. But I'm going to start earlier today. I got to go home and get some breakfast. I didn't yesterday. I didn't have my second breakfast. And I felt it in bad food choices for the rest of the day. So I kind of need to get that second breakfast in, get a reasonable lunch in. I can go all afternoon. I don't know what I'm going to do for dinner. Chicken something. Maybe we'll do Chinese tonight. The younger is working. She doesn't like Chinese food, so. Maybe we'll do Chinese takeout tonight. We haven't done that in a while. A little garlic chicken. Sounds good. I had scrambled hamburger last night. It's a stupidly simple dish that everybody loves. I don't know. Everybody in the house loves it. They eat it up, literally and as well as figuratively. But it's just an onion, some celery, and either carrots or green peppers, green onions. Let me try again. Onion, celery, green beans, carrots, sometimes corn. A pound of burger and a can of cream of mushroom soup for gravy. Generally needs a little water. Deglaze the pan. And add the soup mix. And then serve it over mashed potatoes. They love it. They love it. They eat it up. It's not clear. I think I said it was clear this morning. Apparently I had my back to the clouds. It's just a small fraction of the sky off to the south that's got clouds in it. But I didn't notice them when I was marking the picture. Either they've come up in the last half hour or I had my back to them. I wonder if they showed up in the picture. I just didn't see it in the thumbnail that I get on the screen. I'm not going to stop and look right now. I'm trying to get back. Got things to do, places to go, people to see. And no, mostly just writing and getting some breakfast. Take it one day at a time. It's the thing about ADHD, sometimes you just have to take it 1 minute at a time. It's funny in the shade. Walking in the shade, it's quite chilly. As soon as the sun gets on me, it's almost hot. I think I could take off one of these hats. Oh, take off the knit cap. I really didn't need the knit cap today. So yeah, I'm thinking about politics and I'm not willing to really talk about last night's vote. Overhaul the tax code. Although, perhaps, it may work out in my favor, at least in the short run. Because I get my income from an S Corp, and if the taxes for the S Corp are reduced, then perhaps my taxes will be reduced. Coming up on the Monk Post. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk Post. So yeah, I'm trying not to think of pink elephants, and of course all I can think of is pink elephants. So one day at a time, one day at a time. I still clipped. Yes, I'm still clipped. Okay. It is a very calm morning. I can hear the railroad train. I can hear the whistle. And it's a long way off. Based on the direction that the whistle's coming from. It's way more than 3 or 4 miles that is the closest point the tracks come to me. Coming down from the north, the northeast, which means it's closer to 6 or 7 miles. And yeah, those whistles are loud, but that's a long way for a train whistle to be so evident. Anyway, I think I'm close to the end of the story. I think I'm trying to make it too complicated. It's a lovely morning. The sun is quite warm. Took my gloves off. Locked them off. I don't have the heavy knit cap on anymore. It's quite chilly, but my nose stopped running. That's a good thing. So I'm thinking about the story, I'm thinking about how this next little bit might unfold. But I'll know better when I sit down at the word processor and start grinding it out. At the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.